1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden campaign responding to questions about whether President Biden and former President Trump would debate.
Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
A video released on social media by the Biden campaign, which has also notified the Commission on Presidential Debates it will not take part in their debates. Instead, it would debate news organization-managed debates. It wants them to occur in June and September. So far, no response from the Trump campaign. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his one-time attorney, Michael Cohen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, concluding a trip to Ukraine, announced another $2 billion in U.S. aid, mostly from a package already approved by Congress. The April Consumer Price Index showing signs that inflation is cooling. The month-to-month rise was lower than expected, 0.3%, and the yearly increase was in line with expectations. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes. Democrats like Mark Spreitzer complained at yesterday's Senate session.
We shouldn't be here today wasting time on vetoes that you all know are going to be sustained.
Senator Tim Carpenter goes one further.
This right-wing conspiracy garbage.
Republicans don't have enough votes in the assembly to sustain the overrides. Cybersecurity experts are in high demand as businesses see more hacking attacks. American Family Insurance, Quick Trip, and now Ascension Hospitals are just a few Wisconsin companies that have been hacked this year. The Cap Times of Madison reports artificial intelligence will give cyber criminals new tools to steal information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Next year's preliminary budget for the Madison School District would cut spending by almost $2.5 million and reduce the property tax rate by 11%. The school board got its first look at the proposal this week. Federal pandemic relief funding is set to expire, and so is the money that voters approved in referendums in 2020. The board will approve final budgets in November after final enrollment numbers are in. The Madison Reading Project will unveil what it calls Wisconsin's first all-accessible free book bus this weekend. That makes two book buses for the Reading Project, which will both be outside the Kohl Center Saturday morning. Vehicles from other mobile services for kids will be there, too. Everybody is invited to celebrate the book bus expansion with free books and activities hosted by Wisconsin Athletics. It's free, and anybody can go. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers and the Pirates play today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrap up their series with Pittsburgh today. A full recap coming up later on. UW Green Bay has hired a sports talk show host, Doug Gottlieb, as their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he actually interviewed with the school a year ago.
So last year I went through the process. I drove up from Chicago to Green Bay, and I met with Chancellor Mike, and he was great. You know, they took me around Titletown. That was cool. And then I slept at the hotel, got up the next day. He and I walked around campus, and then when I met with the committee, I could do this.
NFL schedules are out today. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will face the 49ers in California week one. The Packers play the Eagles in Brazil.
Are you excited for it? I mean, it's I'll say there's going to be some challenges along the way. It's going to be new, but we're, you know, obviously it's an away game on a neutral field, and I'm excited about that. I think our players are very excited for it.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be joined by former congressional candidate and small business owner Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll be talking about money and politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Walking in the other day to court and seeing from this little fortuitous acorn, seeing proof that is, in my view, you know, truly overwhelming. But for the defendant being Donald Trump, I think anybody in the business would say, you know, this is, you know, an incredibly strong case. You never, ever predict with a jury because you just never know, but this is an incredibly strong case.
Why, thank you, Andrew Weissman. It seems so, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Can I just say the visual of how pathetic this whole spectacle in our history is in this Republican Party is them all lined up, dressed exactly like
the same.
Trump, doing all
like
the
in
exact,
a uniform.
And doing all the exact same talking points. And a reporter caught Trump editing the remarks.
Mm-hmm.
you could see what they were going to say. Mm-hmm. And Trump is like, you know, sharpieing. Mm-hmm. So they all, oh my
Even
God.
Even Vivek Ramaswamy, who ran for yes. president as a Democrat.
Yes. Yes. Do you mean? No, Republican.
Oh, he did?
He's a Republican.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
You confused me.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Ramaswamy's a Republican.
No, he was, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
he was running
just,
against
Now he's just okay. one of the many Trump anal suppositories.
Yes.
That is, trying to be okay. vice president or whatever he's trying to
There run. Were a lot of people running.
Oh my God. They're like a douchebag, like, quartet. They're all, like, standing with the dark suit. And the tie and the red tie and doing the exact same.
Robert Palmer. They were Robert Palmer background dancers.
Yeah, background models.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. They're like the really ugly Robert Palmer models.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing is Law and Order.
Mm-hmm. Stare Decisis.
Stare Decisis. Ipso facto. Ha! How? Thank you. Once again, I was going to say, how is this legal? It's not legal. Ron is the first one that tweeted, so basically Trump's game plan is to have rotating members of Congress show up, sit through 45 minutes of the trial, then have them come out and violate the gag order for him in front of the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that does violate the
yeah,
gag order.
Yeah, they're surrogates. They're not allowed to do that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But once again, like, is anything going to happen? Because he clearly is gay. If the con is so bad this time that you can see the man behind the curtain, he's literally writing the thing, giving it to them, and they're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
How is that not at least the spirit of the gag order? Insane.
This is if
he's handing Trump's, them to it,
Trump's
that's against it.
Have been packing the New York City courtroom where he's standing trial, speaking out in his defense in statements that come close to violating the gag order. How is this not violating it? Trump is forbidden from speaking about witnesses, jurors, court staff, or their families under a gag order, though it also forbids him from asking others to do it on his behalf.
Exactly.
How pathetic can this spectacle get that the Speaker of the House of Representatives is standing there, the God warrior, at the porn star hush money trial, defending that despicable human and attacking the judge's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. New York, yes, it was New York Magazine's Andrew Rice. He said, spotted Trump rewriting and editing lines that would be spoken by the handful of notable guests who made the pilgrimage to the court. While testimony's going on and Michael Cohen was testifying against him, he was actually going through and annotating and editing the quotes that these people were giving. I mean, how close are we to Friday? How close are we to the getting me of the Glenn Kirshner?
Very close.
Okay.
We're about 48 hours away.
Here's the poisonous part, is that we've all come to just go, oh, okay, well, he'll get away with that too, you know? This is like what's eroding our faith in the criminal justice department. Here's the only, what do I say about polls?
They're BS unless you find one that you like.
Yes.
Right.
This gives me hope for America, Jody. For the first time, that inspires a little less than hope. I'm like, now a warning. Now you feel like Donald Trump.
Now a warning.
Maybe a criminal dirtbag of some kind. But okay, you're late to the party. Welcome. For the first time, a Yahoo News YouGov poll shows a majority of Americans believe Donald Trump had falsified business records to conceal a hush money payment to a porn star. So they're paying enough attention to know that much. It represents a new high, suggesting coverage of the trial may be shifting perceptions of Trump's conduct. Just 22% of Americans say Trump did not falsify business records. There are a lot more of us that are not taking crazy pills. Let's just review. The other good thing is the majority of Americans also think he needs to go in the pokey.
The who's cow?
Yeah. They didn't phrase it like that.
Up the river?
Right. They didn't phrase it like that.
In the clink?
The big house. Big house.
Real big house.
Okay. I'll take it. And it's, and again, the polling showing Biden way up if he gets convicted, which
he will.
Everybody's freaking me out now. They're like, he's sleeping in court because he knows it's already rigged. Like, they've already got one juror, unless someone's like, wouldn't be the first time at a mob trial that they've figured out how to, get one person on the jury to blah, blah, blah.
It just hangs the jury. It doesn't acquit right. him. It yeah. just hangs the jury.
Which is hilarious because he remains so unhung, according to Stormy Daniels, if you know what I'm saying.
I do.
That'd be funny to have a hung jury for someone that has, like, a tiny, teeny, tiny button mushroom penis.
He's not even going to grow it.
I don't feel like anchors would be able to resist that. There is a hung jury.
Yeah.
He's not even a grower, Chris said.
No. No.
No.
Yeah.
He's neither a shower nor a grower.
No, neither one.
Use is that?
You're looking so blue.
What use is that?
Oh, my God. Come on. You know that you could see the smirks. We asked Allie Avelshi, we said, did the 8-year-old, 8th grade boy and you giggle when you have to say pecker? And I think he admitted yes. So you know that someone's going to say there was a hung, this just in, there's a hung jury.
You're rooting for a hung jury.
Which makes it completely opposite of the defendant who is not. Okay.
You are rooting for a hung jury, aren't you?
For that joke. No, I'm not. Can I just say, the transcripts that were giving me life, Michael Cohen, by all accounts, did great. And oh my God, Trump's lawyer bombed. All the legal experts are using the term bombed. Mm-hmm. They're like, although I keep saying, like, he defends a ridiculous person giving ridiculous instructions about a ridiculous defense. Mm-hmm. But they were just saying that he completely bombed in this cross.
Yeah. How many objections were sustained? There were quite a few just right off the bat.
Oh, my God. But they're just saying how the prosecution set this case up perfectly. They've got, who is it? Our friend Tristan Snell. Legally, he said, stop overanalyzing the Trump case. Exhibit A, the audio recording of Trump. Exhibit B, the checks to Cohen signed by Trump. Trump ordered the whole scheme and literally signed off on the payments. It was clearly a cover-up to help save his campaign. It's just common sense. That's what I thought. I'm like, this doesn't actually even seem that complicated. They had to call Cohen, but the case was already made.
Yeah.
And I thought, just from all accounts.
And he is their last witness. Yeah.
But they set up perfectly, like, who he is, what he has said over and over, that, he went to prison for this.
Right.
He went to prison for this thing that Donald Trump ordered. Mm-hmm. So, he's been very upfront all the time about, yes, I lied. I lied for Trump. Yes, I did this for Trump. Yes, I'm ashamed of what I did for Trump.
Right.
I mean, okay, so Blanche, it's time to go.
Todd Blanche. Oh, ooh.
This is like another person's right career that's going to go in the wood chipper for Donald Trump. Yep. I mean, it's okay. So this, I need some festive music. Hang on. Blanche, Mr. Cohen, my name is Todd Blanche, and you and I have never met. You went on TikTok and called me a crying little S-bomb. The S-bomb. Mm-hmm. First of all, everyone's like, how is that relevant? Who?
Right.
Yeah, like, that was his own axe to grind. Like, what? Yeah. Okay. And Michael Cohen's very, like, out front about who he is, right? Cohen, that sounds like something I would say. Prosecution, objection. Judge, sustained.
Yeah, there are a lot of sustained objections.
Blanche, you referred to Trump as dictator douchebag. Cohen, sounds like something I said. I think this just blew up in their faces because he just owns who he is.
Yeah, he does.
And what he's done and what he went to prison for.
Right.
Blanche, you said he should go where he belongs, in a cage like a animal. Do you recall saying that? I recall saying that. I mean, first of all, Michael Cohen is an attorney. Mm-hmm. So he's good at this.
Right.
They were saying there was one time where he was connecting directly with the jury.
That's
and
the
they were paying
it, yeah.
A lot of attention and looking right at him. And they said the, what do you call it? Blanche tried to disrupt that because he saw that the jury was very much connecting. With
a lot
with
of lawyers would get in the way. They'll get in the way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Blanche. Blanche, you also talked on your podcast, Mea Culpa. Michael should have said, thanks for the plug. Your desire to see Trump get convicted in this case. Cohen, sounds like something I'd say. Blanche, have you regularly commented on your podcast that you want President Trump convicted in this case? Cohen, yes, probably. Blanche, do you have any doubt? Cohen, I would like to see accountability, but it's not for me. It's for the jury and this case. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Mic drop. Nicely done, Michael Cohen. Everybody was saying the beautiful part is that Trump had to sit there and listen.
Uh-huh.
Dictator douchebag, yes. Von and fans, yes. Yes, I did. He was a very polite chipmunk,
mm-hmm.
Michael Cohen.
Yes.
Why, yes. Yes, I did. No way.
After you. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
Yes. Do you have more? I brought some of my own. Would you like to hear more? okay. Where is the basket? Okay, wait. That one? Hang on. Hold, please. Through the bag. Oh, this is my favorite side story from yesterday. Laura Ingram. Got scolded.
God. Yes, she did.
As she breaks the rules in the Trump trial courtroom. Because, of course, she did. Because they all think that none of the rules apply to them. Because it starts with him. So she was using a pair of binoculars in the courtroom and was told several times not to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're banned when evidence is being shown to legal counsel before being presented to the jury, which is exactly when she whipped them out.
Yeah.
Several court officers were like, ma'am, you can't use binoculars. No binoculars. Ma'am, hello. They kept trying to get her attention. She apparently let out a surprised huff and then threw the binoculars down because they're all whiny little tantrum babies that don't know how to follow the rules of all the rest of us.
And then she left in an hour and a half.
What?
And then she left in an hour and a half.
That's right. I want to use binoculars. They always find ways to break the rules, right? Like, I just picture them turning around. She has, like, a Colonel Klink monocle. No, we said no. No visual aids.
They should have kicked her out of the court.
Yes.
That's what they should have done.
So tired. Two sets of rules. You're awfully quiet. What do you? I can tell you want to mansplain or patricide to me in some way.
No.
You were making a face during my opening.
No.
Something.
No.
So you don't think it's violating the gag order? Him writing things for other people to say that violate the gag order?
If what that reporter saw was accurate, then yes.
Well, they're still doing it. That's not part of the thing that you have to visually see him writing things. It right in here, it says it violates the gag order to instruct other people to do it for you. They're clearly all saying the same thing.
That's not what I said. I said if what the reporter saw was accurate.
Right.
The reporter saw something. He did not see what was written on that paper.
Yes, he did. He saw the actual talking points that they were saying, and Trump was making notes on them.
But you
don't need that, is what I'm saying. You don't need that part of that. It is still violating the gag order to have other people do it for you. Like, what do you think, Eric? Like, Eric Trump thinks he's smart. I'll do it, Daddy. What do you want me to say?
No, the defendant has to directly ask the person to do it.
He could do it by phone. You are just a human.
He could do it by telephone.
Blocking buzzkill.
Sorry, but law is pretty exact.
It says you cannot instruct other people. So,
okay. And he could be doing it verbally. It doesn't have to be written down.
I'm telling you, it's the scene from Hacks. I'm telling you.
I know it doesn't have to be written down.
Yeah.
I know, but.
This is a scene from Hacks. I'm telling you, Jean Smart.
There has to be proof.
She says to continue to work for you, you can't, insult my appearance anymore. X Y Z. And Jean Smart says yes while she's texting her maid, and then her maid comes in and does the jokes to Hannah
Trump and the Republicans are always going to look for that kind of workaround.
They're cheating, lying douchebags. This is why it's time to go to StephanieMiller.com and buy your GOP Bad Idea Factory t-shirt. They are a bad idea factory. They are pro-rapist, pro-cancer, pro-shooting puppies in the face, and I've had it. I've had it. I need some man meat. Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, Carlos Alzwacki. Let's do this. I need some non-blocking man meat. I'm not looking at you. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by...
I love the Palaw.
Listen, I can get my hate elsewhere. I have some really good hate. Oh, I got a hate letter about reading love letters on the air. Yeah, but also I got some other good hate tweets and mail. I don't know why. It's my self-esteem. I like hate letters better than love ones.
Well, that's a great tease for after the break.
Well, they're funny. They're funnier.
All right.
And super mean. Ouch. 21, if you cut me, do I not bleed? 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dendemone. Clyde, I noticed you left for a brief time. There's nothing upstairs.
I heard him barking upstairs.
Is there? Okay.
Maybe he's barking at his own.
Maybe Dr. Marty's isn't down yet. He's like, wah, 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 wah. That's, it's like Walter the dogs. That means it always means more Dr. Marty's, please.
Right.
It is the best dog food in the world, period. I don't know what else to say about it. I thought I was a good dog mom, and I didn't. I blew chunks previously.
Okay.
I thought it was premium dog food, but it's kibble. That means it's cooked on high heat. All the nutrients are gone. Meat meal was the first ingredient.
No.
I didn't know that wasn't meat. It's not meat.
No.
This is meat. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon, and then they throw in kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. All superfoods. Dr. Marty has been using this in his practice forever to help doggies, and he is the miracle worker. So Forbes magazine says so.
Yeah.
So just do it. Do it. It's dry to the touch. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. Convenient for you. Amazing for them. And they love, love, love that flavor.
Yes.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Oh, there you're asking for Tilly's Treasure. Okay, I'm going. I'm coming. All right. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
We are here to save the world.
And that's why I fight for you, Albuquerque.
Stephanie Miller's sexy liberal Save the World comedy tour headed to Albuquerque.
He fell in with the bad crowd back in Albuquerque.
Saturday, May 18th in Albuquerque at Revel Entertainment.
So here's what's going to happen.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know, I'm excited too because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
85 with me. I'll take the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing them
us Republicans out-petty every white girl slumber party that has ever happened?
And Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
That's a Save the World comedy team.
Actually, it's just basic chemistry, but thank you.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. May 18th at Rebel Entertainment in Albuquerque.
It's a pleasure to see you here.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
It's springtime in Wisconsin and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We invite you out to Kopke's Greenhouse on Sand Hill Road near Oregon. With over 3.5 acres of production space, we are the area's largest direct grower to consumer retailer. For hours and directions, check us out at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com. We are also back on the square at the Dane County Farmers Market.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
One, two, three.
Stephanie Miller.
Your neighbor, lend me some sugar. Yeah, what? 27 minutes after the hour. Bob Seska coming up. Okay, wait, I promised. You're right, Chris. It's the first time I remembered something I teased.
Okay.
Good girl.
Yeah.
We're proud of you. Thank you. Let's see. This was Winston on Twitter.
Okay.
I listened for 4 seconds. Your voice is awful, your show is awful, and your guests are awful.
He listened for 4 seconds.
But listen, if you really hate it, all of our guests are awful. Right. For 4 whole seconds. I would listen longer to see how much you really hate it. You will hate it a lot more, I promise. Let's go for 8 seconds next time.
How could he hear all of our guests in just 4 seconds?
That's it. All right. He had 4 seconds to save the world. That was it.
All right.
That's all he gave us. Okay. All right. This was from Facebook. I took the privilege of, you know, cutting and pasting it because it was... Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. That fart is right next to Fun Facts. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Sorry. Or that was real. I can't tell anymore. Okay. This was from Thomas, I believe.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Hello, Thomas.
Miller has dementia, and she looks very sick. Time shut her down. Thanks, Thomas. Because you know, Jody, I'm a girl, and so I'm having some insecurities as I age. So that was nice. And also my mom died of dementia, as you recall, just a few months ago. So thank you, Thomas. That was particularly sweet. I look sick.
At least you didn't tell you to eat a sandwich.
Well, it's time to take me to the gravel pit, apparently.
I guess so.
Wow.
Shoot you in the face.
Yeah, I'd like some more detail about why I look very sick. And
well, yeah, he needs to get into detail. I mean, that's just rude not to give you pointers.
Right. Time to shut me down? Is that it?
Time shut you down.
Is it time to go?
Blanche. It's time to go. Yeah,
I need a nurse. It's time to go.
Do I need a nurse to do a dramatic stage walk and tell me it's time to go?
I can spotlight that maybe follows you or not because you're running the spotlight.
You know what? Even though it's killing me, Jody, because time has shut me down, this is why I need to do the Sexy Liberal Tour, because I need love. I'm becoming Sally Field in Soap Dish. I need to go places where people love me. Okay, like Stephanie, who's saying, I'm sexy. I've got my Sexy Liberal LA tick. See you in November, all Mama. Right. Currently saving pennies for the meet and grow. Got to do the meet and grow. Do it. Do it. Bob Seska next.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm gonna need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team, a cyber SWAT team or something, or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, kids, let Mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
bank account for other reasons, and a defense lawyer who had the information said, I'm just going to send it to you. And I remember pulling it up on my computer screen, and there was the information that we were focusing on, and at the bottom of it, the bank reported something separate, which was this essential consulting, $130,000 to Keith Davidson, which was sort of odd, but it had struck the bank as odd, so it got reported.
Yes, odd. It's a financial irregularity, as we're involving Donald Trump. So odd, so odd. So shocking! Yes, Andrew Weissman also tweeted, texts and call records being used by the prosecution to corroborate Cohen's testimony as he testifies makes for a very compelling story. Yes, boy howdy.
Yep.
Okay, hey, look who's here. Man me. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the
Bob.
Oh,
it's
Bob.
Like some couples have their song. We have our dance. We do our Handy J dance every time we say hello
yeah.
to each other to your jingle.
I noticed the other day in Wildwood that he was doing something where it's on his head, where he was doing this. So he's added a new variation.
He's trending.
And everyone right. knows you avoid the hair. You stay, don't get it anywhere near the hair.
So this okay. is the penis coming out of the top of his head dance now? Is that the, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. There's another invisible guy up there and he's just going to town.
Somebody posted just a clip, Bob. I think it was from Mar-a-Lago, but just that thing he does when he does the abbreviated Handy J dance when he, you know, they introduce him and he's like, he does that thing,
yeah.
like that Fred Flintstone.
Can't quite get his arms
Fred
up there,
Flintstone,
yeah.
Handy J.
Right, as
and someone's
the circulation.
Like, can we please vote this freak off the island forever? I mean, who,
right.
as everybody has said, beyond all the criminality, he's just the weirdest ever in the history
he is.
Of ever.
I still can't get over it. I can't get over how weird he is. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, Bob, we're beyond that now. We've moved on to, you know, dictatorship, tyranny, fascism. These are things we're thinking about. And Bob's still on the weirdness of Donald Trump. I'm sorry. When he's talking about the late, great Hannibal Lecter,
yeah.
I can't not go to weirdness. On top of the fact that he got the name of the movie wrong. Silence of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Like he was thinking of
yes.
who was that that old comedian who had the puppet, the hand puppet, Lamb Chop. That's what he was confusing.
It was
those
it was Jimmy Connor's favorite movie.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's also another favorite movie of his is Nightmare on Elm Road is another one.
We talked
the late great Freddy Krueger.
But I mean, Bob, it's about journalism. We talked to Charlie Pierce about this yesterday. He tweeted, the account of a crazy man yapping about Hannibal Lecter in public, a public place, should be placed in every journalism textbook under normalization. I mean, Jesus Christ, Hannibal Lecter? I mean,
yeah.
it's gotten so weird. And half of his audience emptied out in the middle of the thing. So even they're like, what the actual F is he talking
yeah.
about?
And given that dance we were just imitating, I would have thought Multiple Migs would be his more favorite character from that movie. The guy in the cell next to Hannibal Lecter. That's Donald Trump's guy. He seems MAGA to me. I don't know about you, but Multiple Migs is MAGA.
You just had to, you know, fun fact. You said the late, great Hannibal Lecter. One, Dr. Lecter didn't die in the movies. Number two, Anthony Hopkins is alive and well. Three, I refuse to believe 40-something percent of the country wants this ungainly weirdo haunting their living rooms in perpetuity again.
Yeah.
You know, I think the people. I always have the Bob Seska don't get happy in my head.
Right.
But, you know, mm-hmm. Alan Lichtman, the professor who's predicted every single election accurately says Biden's going to win, that every predicator. And I know I don't want to. And then there's the new poll we just talked about that the majority of people think Trump is guilty. He should go to the majority thinks he should go to jail. So, you know, there is
yeah.
days, right, where we go, oh, we're not taking crazy pills, right?
Oh, no. I think there are still quite a few people who are going to vote the right way in this election, and we should take heart in that. But at the same time, we all look at the polls or we all you know, just experience the news every day, and we wonder, yeah, there are quite a few people who are still going to vote for Donald Trump. Even if he's going to lose, there are still way too many people who are like, yeah that guy again.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, they don't remember COVID. Oh, they don't remember January 6th. They don't remember all the horrible things that happened before all of those events.
That's it, Bob. And I wonder how many of us, just for a lot of us, COVID was traumatic. you know, and yeah. we have PTSD, and you, so you understand it, but that's what you tweeted. You said only 4% said they remember COVID. This is the national amnesia that's heading, that's leading us headfirst into fascism. And so the poll that you posted, Bob, says, thinking back to when Donald Trump was president, what one thing do you remember about Donald Trump's presidency? Trump's behavior, 39%, the economy, 24%, immigration, 9%, January 6th, 5%, foreign policy, 5%, COVID, 4%. I mean, a million of us dead, mostly because of his gross incompetence. And there you are, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm still curious about those people who voted for Joe Biden in 2020 and who are now telling pollsters that they're maybe going to vote for Donald Trump this time around. I'm wondering what's changed in that period of time. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, we want to rewind to that guy. We want to feel completely destabilized for 4+ years. They're just not getting the word. And I think this is one of those things where there was another survey that came out yesterday that had to do with people not knowing anything about Joe Biden's record of legislative accomplishments, the PAC Act, the CHIPS Act, and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act.
He suffers from having done too much. He suffers from having done too much that people are like, I don't know. I mean, but you're right. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think there is an industry that's explicitly protected by the First Amendment. It's mentioned in there. I'm not sure which one it is, but yeah. And they're also tasked with informing the public about what's happening in the world, what's happening with our government. And I wonder if there's a lapse in that task. I'm talking about the news media, of course, and the fact that I don't think a lot of this stuff is getting reported in lieu of reporting on Donald Trump's latest atrocity, which we have to do. I mean, that has to be we have to report on Donald Trump. The unfortunate side of that is it takes up all that space. So
I think I'm getting into Jody Hamilton territory. I'm just getting bored.
I don't know
how much more I can take. You said, you retweeted, and again, mainstream media didn't really cover this. Was, you know, if you saw on Twitter or Threads a little bit, but Zach tweeted, Trump is speaking in Wildwood, but much of the crowd has left. It's cold. He's been speaking 90 minutes. The whole arena was full of people before he started. And you said even his most loyal fanboys can't deal with him for 90 minutes. But, you know, you don't really see that in the mainstream media.
Right, right. They care about Donald Trump insofar as he annoys people like you and me. But when they have to actually sit through all of the annoying things like the late, great Hannibal Lecter and just these weird tangents where he just reads from the prompter for a couple of seconds and then riffs on whatever the last thing was that he read on the prompter.
Yeah.
And then they just get tired and bored and they get cold. I mean, it was still kind of chilly. And so they're just starting to wander away from
them. Yes, I find it hard to believe any human can endure that much repetition of the exact same five words. Like, so, and also, when you talk about, just first of all, it's either incomprehensible or it's lies. His entire retweeted Trump claims gas in California costs $7.21. The average price is about $5.3. You said the average price in South Jersey is $3.57. Not that it matters to the suckers or the fact that Trump was caught soliciting bribes from big oil. I mean, we went numb so long ago, right? It's like, okay, another quid pro quo. Okay, you know, probably illegal, but okay, right?
Yeah. His deals with the Saudis are notorious. I mean, asking them to cut production, oil production.
Oh, he says it out loud.
Sabotaging the economy, sabotaging Joe Biden. That is all part of the plan. We've heard stories in recent weeks about the Federal Trade Commission charging this guy who's one of the big oil tycoons from the Permian. Do they still use the word tycoons? I don't know. But he's from the Permian Basin in Texas, and he's got this huge... And he's been colluding with OPEC and OPEC plus nations to jack up oil prices. And so there's this whole subgenre of CEOs and oil people keeping prices artificially high, screwing consumers, screwing people like us. And at the same time thinking, well, that's okay because they're all suckers and they're going to blame Joe Biden. They're not going to blame corporations that are gouging customers. Right. It's all Joe Biden's fault, is the complete misdirect.
Yeah, we did the reporting yesterday, Bob, that of course Russia has already been caught, you know, spreading disinformation about Gaza and the campus protests. you know, to hurt Joe Biden. And you tweeted the choice. Biden, a foreign policy expert who's pressuring Netanyahu and negotiating a ceasefire. Trump, an extremist Netanyahu enabler dum-dum who will deport Palestinians, sweeping up countless Arab American citizens in the process, for starters. Yeah, because he, again, that sort of went, whoop, Trump vows to deport pro-Palestinian college campus protesters. I mean, Amazing. Could any issue be more 180 degrees opposite, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the other thing that is confounding me right now is why there isn't more attention and more outrage being paid to the fact that Donald Trump not only represents all the weirdness that we've been talking about, but he represents the end of democracy should he get elected. And I would think that maybe ending and completely destabilizing the United States would be something that would generate, you know, a more popular backlash against this guy, where it shouldn't be this close. And again, I go back to the polls not being accurate, and, you know, but at the same time, you know, you have to look at the fact that maybe there is, if you take 5% off of Donald Trump's numbers, 10% off of Donald Trump's numbers, it's still too close, right, given what is on the horizon. And we're just kind of, you know, waltzing right into it. We're just falling into what I like to call the propeller.
You know, you retweeted our friend Rachel Bitticoffer, who will join us in Portland.
Yes.
Sexy liberal with along with Tom Hartman.
Right.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, she's great.
In September. Yeah, and can I just say one thing, too? Best interviewers in America, Howard Stern, Bob Seska.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, what great company.
You did a
but there's a big drop-off between Stern and me, though.
It's no, you did a great interview with Rachel, but she just, she tweeted, you retweeted her, I build my own polling aggregator because 538s include everything. Model is terrible and vulnerable to the flooding Republicans did to buoy their red wave narrative in 2022. My aggregator will only include LV polling of the highest methodological caliber, but I won't even build it until August because normal Americans read, watch, or otherwise consume virtually no political news because they hate politics and they have the ability to completely culture their own information world because of the digital revolution now. Polls were always meaningless prior to Labor Day, but that's not true. That's not true then, ever now. So that's an interesting point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even more
right.
so.
And when I was reading the same tweet on my show yesterday, I also got confused on that last part because I think Rachel had a bit of a typo in there. So I got caught up on that one, too.
It's truer than ever now. That's what I think she meant to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, but she's absolutely correct. Yeah. And I try to make it a point to never disagree with Rachel Bitticoffer when she's right about something. And she's always right about this.
Yeah.
She was calling negative partisanship 2-3 years ago, talking about how the ground for our elections these days, certainly the ground for our polls these days, has changed over the last 5, 6, 10 years, where I think old methodology is being used, outdated, archaic methodology, where the landscape is entirely different at this point. And I think Rachel is reflecting that. I think people like Simon Rosenberg, Tom Bonier, Christopher Boozy are all looking at the new methodology and saying, hey, look, the numbers that you're seeing are not only inaccurate, but they're almost deliberately being used to fuel the horse race narrative. That's the purpose of those public polls, to as content for cable news reporting and for political internet. So
that's
what we're looking at.
Clicks and ratings will kill us one day.
Right, absolutely.
God, Aaron Rupart doing the Lord's work, trying to point out one of the 11 billion lies a day. I could have pressed Hillary a lot harder. Trump suggests he could have prosecuted Hillary Clinton. And you just said he investigated Hillary for nearly his entire term, and all that time he found nothing to prosecute. Well, next time, that won't be the case.
Right.
He'll make something up about political opponents and find an attorney general that will plant evidence. I don't even know what. Plant evidence, fabricate evidence, I don't know.
Well, that's another thing, Stephanie, that was flushed down the memory hole. The fact that in 2017, Donald Trump ordered Jeff Sessions to appoint a, not technically a special prosecutor, but a U.S. attorney, John Huber, out of Colorado, to investigate Hillary Clinton, which he did for the subsequent 4 years, right up till December of 2020, throughout the duration of Donald Trump's one pathetic term.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton was being investigated.
And he tries to make it sound like he just didn't prosecute out of the goodness of his heart, which he's never done anything.
Right. And so never believe anyone in the political press who says that Joe Biden is the first Department of Justice to investigate and prosecute an ex-president or a political rival.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what Donald Trump did. As soon as he defeated Hillary Clinton in that election, which still makes me a little bit nauseous, he started the investigation. Yeah. This happened for 4 years. Donald Trump investigated a political rival while he was sitting in the White House. That absolutely happened.
Yep. By the way, you retweeted Robbie before we go about the trial. Every damn time I hear someone talk about Trump's pathetic ass being cold in court, I picture all those poor kids separated from their parents and kept in cages.
Yeah.
That dude. Turn the air conditioning up on his ass. I mean, I was saying, Bob, when I opened the show, just this pathetic visual of this Republican Party all standing there dressed identical in red ties doing the exact same talking points that Trump does to violate the gag order will represent just our low in American history.
They love him. They love him so much. They're playing dress him up.
They're all like going to start
Donald
doing
Trump,
the Handy
Donald
J
Trump
dance
cosplay.
And the little accordion.
Yeah, it's unbelievable they're doing this. But, you know, Steffi, I'm looking forward to Steve Bannon going to prison. That's officially going to happen now.
Yep.
And the funny thing about that is the lice on Steve Bannon are so powerful that when they throw that delousing powder at him, the lice are just going to throw the powder back
at the
prison guard.
It'll be the first prison riot. Yeah, lice.
Yeah, it doesn't work on us. Here, have this back.
Erica.
Okay.
Did you just impersonate one of
Steve Bannon's lice yelling at
him? I did. That was funny. I'm workshopping that voice now.
So I wrote
Steve
that.
Bannon's
right.
lice. Yeah, that's
wow.
Character.
Oh. You need to animate that.
I'm working on it.
Of all your famous impressions that are fantastic, what's his name? Crazy Alex Jones. But my favorite still is the, Christian Fundy. Whisper. The Christy Fundy woman. What's her name?
Michelle Duggar.
Michelle Duggar. Your Michelle Duggar is just, you should get a Mark Twain just for that.
Whisper.
I'm on Whisperall. Okay.
Dude, shoes are fun. I like shoes.
I just like that she whispers everything her husband just said.
The Steve Bannon louse voice, the Steve Bannon lice voice, that's Dan Aykroyd as Santa Claus in Trading Places. That's the Steve Bannon lice.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Little tin cups raking against
the... Yep.
Do they have fingers, lice? I don't know. We'll Google it.
Hey, look, we got to laugh. We got to have some fun. Yeah. And Steve Bannon, lots of fun.
All right, you complete lice me, Bob Seska. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You got to get it. Sexyliberal.com. Yep. You have to listen to Bob every day. Yep. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Roundhouse Provisions Morning Kick. Binkity, 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 binkity. People ask why this is so huge.
Why is
Renaissance
it so huge?
Fair keg size. Because I need to hydrate and I don't like regular water. And so I put Morning Kick in there. And guess what I get? Fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor and 10 supplements in one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, right? I could not do a 15-city tour at 147 years old without this.
No.
10 supplements. Ashwagandha. Some people yelled. By the way, some people yelled that in my face at the meet and greet in Madison. Oh. They just came up and yelled ashwagandha because it's fun.
It is fun.
Almost as fun as Sheboygan. There's no Sheboygan in here. Only ashwagandha. And probiotics, prebiotics, anti-aging supplements, right? Superfoods for muscles and joints. Just that extra energy. You want to enhance your overall well-being or you want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Free speech? What a concept. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Construction is underway replacing two bridges over the Wisconsin River between Madison and Wisconsin Dells on Interstate 39-90-94, a groundbreaking made it official this week. The new spans will replace the old bridges, which were built back in 1961. 60 to 90,000 vehicles cross the bridges every day, depending on the time of year. All lanes will stay open during peak travel times, and the project should be done in about 2.5 years. More than 250 high school students from all over South Central Wisconsin have a better understanding of construction careers. They took part in the Madison Area Builders Association Career Day in Westport Tuesday. They got hands-on demonstrations in masonry, electricity, concrete work, and plumbing. The goal is to get young people interested in the trades because the construction industry needs 2.2 million new workers by next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Marvel train keeps on rolling, this time with Nicolas Cage. Cage will play an older version of Spider-Man in a new live-action show called Noir on MGM Plus and Prime Video. The 60-year-old actor plays a PI who is down on his luck while trying to come to terms with his past as Spider-Man and New York City's only superhero. The show is being adapted from the Marvel comic Spider-Man Noir. I like the PI angle, but trying to wrap my head around a Spider-Man with a gut and saggy man boobs who pulls a muscle every time he has to spin a web. Speaking of Marvel, Chris Hemsworth, or Thor, is tired of actors bad-mouthing Marvel Studios, saying it's not fair to want to be in a Marvel film and then bash it if it doesn't do well. Hemsworth was too classy to mention names. The New York Post was not. Christian Bale and Anthony Hopkins. Hemsworth talked about how much it hurt getting hate from directors like Scorsese, Coppola, and Tarantino, who he calls heroes. You see the irony? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value
this
is committed.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.